Yes, Alfred?
To the bat phone, sir.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
It's Batman!
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to episode 77 of Batmania 66. Tonight's episode is Penguin Sets a Trend, which is the second part of the most recent Penguin story. Coming back to us is Holly, who's finally undead.
Hi!
And this is a social faux pas. Holly, would you like to introduce our guest? Because I can't think of her name.
This is Alicia Brown, or Downtown Alicia Brown, if you're me.
Wow, way to throw back to the 90s.
I know, I've called her that for probably about a year. We're having our friendiversary today.
Yeah. Friendiversary?
Yeah. Friendiversary.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It's been a little over a year, we think.
Yeah.
But we're
once upon a time, I would keep track of such things. And No.
Yeah. Not anymore?
No.
Too old, too
care. Go friends!
Yeah.
Friends go friends? No, that's sports go sports.
But it's number one.
Which, as we all know, is a shot-for-shot remake of Saved by the
Bell. Not all of it. There's another video that isn't.
Oh, sorry. The video I saw was a shot-for-shot.
Yeah, the video in the... Sorry. We're talking about Garfunkel and Oates.
So, once upon a once, Holly
I played the ukulele.
Yeah, you do.
You can play my ukulele.
That's right. I got four strings. I don't know what that means. I have no idea.
Shot for shot, what?
I'm bad at flirting.
So,
there was an episode of Garfunkel and Oates.
One time, Ben and I binge-watched Garfunkel and Oates.
Yes. And we're watching...
The TV show. Did you know there's a TV show?
No.
Yes.
You should watch it. It's fun. It's great.
Don't they, dress up as princesses?
What do you mean, dress up? They are princesses.
Anyway, keep going.
But they're doing their Sports Go Sports song, and it's them in leotards doing a 90s workout
like
montage.
Like jazzercise stuff. Yeah.
And I start cracking up, and Holly looks at me, and I go, this is shot for shot from Saved by the Bell. She goes, what are you talking about?
I
pull it up on the YouTubes, and I show her the workout video that Kelly...
Kapowski.
Yeah, Kelly, Jesse, and Lark Voorhees did. And
it's a turtle. Jeez.
Yeah, Lark Voorhees, Jason's brother. And they, and it's shot for shot. It's the same thing. And Holly was terrified and impressed that not
ben
only,
knew this.
that I not only knew it, but I at the time I had been binge listening to Go Bayside, which is April Richardson's amazing podcast about.
Gotcha.
About Saved by the Bell. And so it was fresh in my mind.
It's inspiration for this
what
podcast.
What was I watching recently? Oh, never mind.
Schindler's List. I was laughing so hard.
Never seen it, though I took a date to go see Boy in the Striped Pajamas because I thought from the trailers it would be funny.
Wow.
After the date, he looked at me. My unicorn. He looked at me and he goes, you are never, ever picking a movie ever again because there was nothing funny about it.
Right.
Apparently, Holocaust movies can't be funny.
You're not doing it right. There is a Jerry Lewis movie called The Clown Who Laughed, which has been shown precisely once, I believe, because Jerry Lewis has locked it up and refused to show anybody.
Whoa.
Because he plays a clown who leads little Jewish children to the gas chamber.
Oh, that's wrong.
And apparently didn't turn out the way he wanted it to. Who could have guessed that would go badly?
Hmm. Beats my two pair.
But I believe he gave
it to... You know what's more depressing than the Holocaust? Child murder. So...
Yeah, but you know what? They're two great tastes that taste great together.
There's peanut butter in my chocolate.
That's right. You got child murder in my Holocaust.
Speaking of chocolate, because I'm a fat kid, and I'm changing the subject.
Today, chocolate Holocaust.
Like a Holocaust cloak?
Yes.
Yeah.
The dread pirate Wobbles has come for your souls.
What the...
Princess Bride.
Yeah.
Oh, I need to watch that some more.
Oh, okay. There's two stories I have to tell now. One, short story. I ate a Reese's that was stuffed with other Reese's pieces.
Like a peanut butter turducken?
like she Reese's, called it Reese's Inception.
All right.
And then today I broke a printer at work. I didn't really, but it was broken and I was in front of it.
You're like, fuck you, printer. No, I'm going to fuck your shit it, further.
Did you play Damn It Feels Good to Be a Gangster? Like
no, because the way it was broken, it was squealing. And I went, the shrieking eels, Highness. And no one thought it was funny. And I was so sad. Not only because the printer was broken, but because nobody got my awesome joke.
Yeah. Womp womp.
Nope, I'm done. And so we watched a Batman episode.
We did.
What?
There was Batman's. Mm-hmm. And they happened.
Robin's.
And yes.
There was Bat Junk.
Oh my gosh.
All of the Bat Junk.
So much Bat Junk.
I'm pretty sure if I were like a young kid watching that episode, like some people like watched Labyrinth.
Did it give you the homos? Is that what happened?
No. Like, well, Adam West was What?
No.
Super straight?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shucks.
According to Burt Ward, passing women back and forth behind set pieces.
Oh, whoa. So I'm a Batman noob. I know nothing except for the episode I just watched. And same bad channel, same bad time, same bad channel. Like, I know that.
Right.
And the song. But, yeah, I mean,
there's a lot of words to memorize.
If I was a young kid, I'm pretty sure I'd be like, oh, my gosh, I love men.
Well, who doesn't, right? Really?
Yeah.
No, but, like, I'd be like, I am most definitely all about that bulge.
You mean...
She's all about
think...
that bulge.
Like, if I was, like, a prepubescent, like, kid,
no,
I'm
I
pretty
mean,
sure I'd be like...
Like the Labyrinth thing for our generation.
Right.
Turn into a gerbil?
Also, I've never seen the Labyrinth. I've never seen Fraggle Rock.
What? How are we friends?
I don't know.
How have
we're
I
the
failed
same
you?
Person.
I have failed you as a friend.
Anytime you're like, movie night, bake something. I'm like, yes, let's do it. Like, I need things in my life that I missed.
Okay.
So we.
I have Labyrinth at the house. And there's Fraggle Rock.
I know, like, magic dance.
It's not a funeral dirge, first of all.
Okay, time out.
Song.
Time out, Ben. I'm making this request now.
Did we play it as your funeral dirge?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dance, magic, dance?
Yeah, but the way you sang it, not the way it goes.
I will honor that request.
Mine is to have the Batman theme sung in a minor key.
Yeah.
Oh.
So we watched the episode.
Yes. Things happened. And stuff. Batman, when our episode begins, Batman and Robin are tied to a catapult.
Oh, yeah, that
yeah,
too.
That too. tied to a catapult where the rope, keeping it, man, I don't want to say taut because you two are going to make it awful. Keeping it ready to, no, fuck it. Keeping it ready to go off is slowly getting burned through. And Robin says,
I could find no way to make that dirty.
Robin said, holy cliffhanger.
I liked it.
Fourth wall, man.
I liked it. I was a big fan of holy cliffhanger. Then Batman does a lot of math.
Is holy cliffhanger the movie with Pope Stallone? Is that...
Sorry. I'm apparently slow tonight, too.
That made me happy, though. Inside, it made me happy. Anyway.
Did you have, like the movie poster? He's wearing the Pope hat.
Yeah. Oh. Hanging from the cliff with one finger and the Pope hat?
And the Pope hat. Okay. No?
No.
You know the movie, the cliffhanger?
Nope.
Okay, you just made yourself way older than me because you called it the cliffhanger.
I also say the Facebook. What do you want?
I call it the book face.
I call it the grocery. And I get made fun of a lot for the grocery. Or the market.
So, wait.
No, the market's okay. I'm going to the market.
Yeah, I still get made fun of, but I say the grocery.
If you say I'm going to market, it sounds like you're taking Milky White.
No, to buy a fat pig. Carry on. You were going to say something, and I...
I was about to talk about we should call it Tesco, even though we don't have Tesco here.
Oh, I wish.
Like,
I don't know
like
what
a Prim.
Is.
In Europe, they don't call it a supermarket, or they call it by, like, the brand name.
Oh, like Ralph's?
Tesco? Yeah, but, like, call it Tesco.
Tesco is the best.
Everything is Tesco.
Tesco is the best.
Wait, everything is Tesco? It's like calling everything Vaughn's?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right?
Everything is awesome.
Yeah.
Everything's cool when you're part of a team. Have I sung you my song about hating work?
No.
Everything is awful. Everything is lame and I want to go home. Everything is awful when you work it. And then I insert the company that I work at's name, which I'm not going to state here for the record.
But I want to stalk you.
No, there's plenty of ways to stalk me. I just don't want... I know some of my coworkers sometimes listen to this because I'll walk into the office and they'll go, "Hi!" And I'm like, "Sure." That's not what I sound like.
My favorite thing, I was actually talking with Mark about this because Mark's one of my former improv teachers. And we were talking about the fact that when you're improvising, most of it leaves your brain and never comes back as a memory. And
you're doing it right.
I was talking about the fact that I have coworkers who will occasionally come and quote me from the show. And they'll be like, "Dude, I said that a week ago. I don't remember any of it." Like, and it's one of those things where like they'll say something and sometimes I'll be like, "That's funny. Oh, it's because I said it. That's funny." I got it. Gotcha. So anyway, we are...
Wait, they quote the podcast?
Sometimes, yeah.
You, not me, because everyone hates me.
No. The internet just most people. But anyway, catapult. They're on the catapult.
To fly fodder.
And then Batman does math.
Yes.
So much math!
So I thought today... So Vince Scully, Dodgers announcer extraordinaire, is ending his thing. Life. And I...
Wait a minute. No, I cannot wait to find out this comes back to Batman. Yeah,
it totally does. Batman and Vince Scully are kindred spirits.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Because of the random factoids?
The random factoids that are very, very important to what the hell's going on.
But they're not. Vince Scully was... I mean, Vince Scully is amazing. Do not for a moment think that I am disparaging Vince Scully. But Vince Scully is one of the pioneers of... This batter does great against left-handed pitchers on the third Tuesday of every other month.
Right.
It's like, that's not an actual statistic.
Is he one of those people who, like, remembers things with color? Like, numbers are associated with certain colors?
No. Everything looks like a Dodger dog to him, I think, is what's going on.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So Batman and Vince Scully are not homeboys?
You know what? I'm going to say yes.
Yes.
Just because I like that idea.
Awesome. Put one win in the column for me. are you really gonna put a win in the column?
You want me to? I will.
My pen didn't work.
Sometimes that's mine one didn't. I saw that you were doodling.
I'm like, doodle, doodle, doodle. I legitimately wrote, "My pen sucks."
good note.
La 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 la. Great note. No. What else happened in the episode?
Not much.
Batman.
There was a Pengy mobile.
Okay. You don't know. But I hate when they say Pengy. Like, a lot. Like, a lot.
Is there a penguin emoji?
There should be. I would take a full set of Batman 66 emojis. Even if one of those emojis was just bat junk. Eggplant, bat junk.
Or like a bit strip. There's got to be like some sort of Batman sticker pack. Bitmojis.
Oh, okay, got it.
Who's living under the rock now?
I'm in my 30s. I don't understand all this kid stuff. I'm barely able to work the telephone machine. And they, what?
This is the Apple nerd.
I have a rotary phone. No, I really do. I've got an app for that.
I know. I remember when you got it a million years ago.
I love my rotary phone app.
Oh, that's...
On the first iPhone.
Where were we? Oh, catapult. We have not gotten them off the catapult yet, folks.
Oh, my God. We are still in the cold open.
So,
It was just one of those episodes, maybe.
Apparently.
Aww. I am showing Alicia the
rotary phone app.
That's what it's called. They get fired off the catapult while Batman is using his remote-controlled... Batmobile wrist thingy, which I don't recall them talking about in the previous episode.
Neither do I.
You weren't here.
I definitely don't recall it.
And
Alicia doesn't either.
Nope.
Yeah.
See? We're all on the same page here.
Are we really?
Well, I don't know. We started our books at different times.
Anyway, they are fired into the air, and they are untying their wrists while they're flying through the air with apparently the greatest of ease.
The daring young men on the flying trapeze.
Yes, exactly. And they...
Ben and I have been married for like 10 years. Don't worry about it.
We finished each other's sandwiches. No, that means I'm going to betray her and try to kill her.
Are you wearing gloves?
Not on my hands.
I think we're safe then.
That's right, because no glove, no love. And they, they're flying.
Wow. 1987 called you.
Hey, if your friends your don't dance, phone. They're no friends of mine.
Mm. I do dance.
And me too.
No. Oh, well, you can dance if you want to.
But don't leave your friends behind.
Well, if your friends don't dance.
And if they don't dance.
Well, they're no friends of mine.
Right.
You can dance.
I can.
You can dance.
Everybody look at your hands. They.
Ben, it's pants. You know it's pants. How dare you?
I kept expect, like.
Anyway. No, one of us was going to end it.
End it. And you're going to happen. We're going to finish the song.
And except for Ben said it wrong.
Sorry, everybody look at your pants.
Thank you.
Don't you hate pants?
I do hate pants.
They,
I was walking up. Could you see the ridiculous view that I was at yesterday?
Yes.
Punishment hill.
She walked up a hill. She came down a mountain.
You really are like married.
Yeah.
The two of you, practically.
Yeah.
Like friend.
I can't tell you the number of friends who come on this podcast and then immediately after go, so why aren't you and Holly? Like, I was like, well, first, no. Her boyfriend might mind. And yeah. Second of all.
No. No, sometimes, like, I feel like you can have a soulmate or, like, somebody who connect with, like, really, really well. I mean, like, I'm pretty sure when you and I are, like, 25 years of knowing each other, like...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. When you and I are in a home together? Yeah.
So you probably don't know this about Holly and I. We dated the same dude.
That's how we know each other.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
Holly
yeah.
told me.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, I tell yeah. him everything.
And
little known fact, I dated the same guy, too. When Holly and he broke up,
right?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's right. Yeah.
I was all about the D, and they what?
We haven't even gotten to the theme song yet.
The theme song.
Yeah, we're still in the cold open.
What?
It's okay.
How does this work?
Well, eventually,
can I get a map?
One time, Ben and I had a 15-minute episode that nothing happened in. Like, the episode happened, and we were just like, and then nothing happened, and good night. Like,
then there was an episode a few weeks ago where I fell asleep during the episode, and the whole episode of the podcast was Holly explaining to me what I slept through.
Oh, whoa. Yeah. That's creative.
That was fun.
Anyway, we're
mean to tell me we're going to sing the theme song at some point during this.
No.
Oh.
I mean, we're still talking about the part before.
Before.
We haven't even gotten in the episode and what we're talking about. We haven't even gotten to the theme song yet.
It was
not a long cold open.
No, not
it
even close.
It was
not.
No. We've done
5 minute
minute
cold opens, yeah.
6 minute, man.
7 minute abs.
No! No! It's a bad Ben!
They,
7 minute ad. You look so serious when you said it too. I'm sorry, I keep sidetracking. My next note is about cupcakes, and I really want to get to it.
Cupcakes.
Exactly.
Cupcakes. They get fired into the air with the greatest of ease, and they land. The Batmobile has a very similar fly trap to the catapult they just got launched out of. The Batmobile narrowly.
It's a fly swatter, not a fly trap.
It's Whatever. A cargo net.
Yes. Cargo. They,
No!
They, the Batmobile nearly runs over two kids who are playing in the street with their baseball bat and ball.
They should have looked before they crossed the street.
The Batmobile should have run them over.
Those kids don't give a shit.
Give a shit? Sounds like the worst candy bar ever.
Now I want a candy bar.
I got a king size. Give a shit. No thanks.
Hard okay. pass. Hard.
It would be yes.
Pass. poop jokes. Good job, Ben.
Thank you. They land in the cargo net, which is sticking out the back of the Batmobile.
Woo-hoo. Which is set up like a trampoline.
It, like unfurled.
Yeah. And then they run up. And jump into the Batmobile and drive into stock footage of them pulling up in front of police headquarters.
I loved that. I don't know why, but that made me, the recut of that made me really happy.
See, that scene, that shot actually made me happy too, and I've never seen it. But I was like, I like how those people are just walking in.
It's the same people every time. That's the best part. It's stock footage. It is in almost every episode. But it just made me so happy this time.
But, like, their coats and their pillbox hats.
That lady that turns around and looks at the Batmobile, she's my favorite. She's got white gloves and white pillbox hat, and she's my favorite
She's a bad guy. She's got white gloves.
Oh.
Mr. Shredder. The Ninja Turtles come next.
We do a Ninja Turtle podcast?
Sure. Nice. So you can see if we can get Rob Paulson on. Train of thought. In Commissioner Gordon's office, they explain that they can't just go and arrest Penguin because Penguin still has the priceless armor.
Suit of armor.
Chainmail.
Yeah, priceless chainmail armor
because,
that he stole.
Let me tell you a fun fact about chainmail.
Chainmail.
You really don't get cursed if you don't send it along?
No, it's different. Not chainmail. Chainmail. That was only priceless because it was old.
No, it was a rare alloy that is...
No.
They said so.
They're wrong.
Needs to reclaim the armor. So Batman and Robin explain that they're going to go and pretend they want to get back into Penguin's good graces and act in his film some more.
Pangy.
And they go to his office, and Penguin is dubious at best and sends them away with the insult of... Cupcake Crusaders.
And Dynamic Dingbats.
And Dynamic Dingbats, yes.
Which I really liked both of those. I wrote them
down. I understood Dynamic Dingbats. I'm not sure I understood Cupcake Crusaders.
I think he called them gay.
You think?
Yeah.
Wait a sec. Speaking of calling somebody gay, I was on my way to Disneyland last week, and I had an apostrophe. I was driving up. I can make a Hook reference if I want. I was driving up. And listening to the Country Bear Jamboree.
Oh, yeah. Your apostrophe.
And in the beginning of it, one of the bears is playing, I think it's Rufus, is playing piano. And one of the stuffed heads on the wall says, he's a regular Liberace. And one of the other ones says, yeah, and he plays good, too. Total gay joke.
Total gay joke.
Did not get that until that very moment.
That, like, entire... I'm pretty sure there's... Well, I mean... If the Tiki Room can be racist, then that can be just one big, you know...
Don't fuck with the Tiki Room around me.
Yo, I love the Tiki Room.
Okay.
I do. But that is all kinds of racist.
Look, just because Jose is taking a siesta does not mean it's racist.
No, and then, like, they say something...
People of all cultures are allowed to nap.
No, of course. But, like, I don't... There's other jokes.
Holly, you okay?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5... I mean, plead the fifth on this one. Because I'm the one who said that, not Colonel Clink, Mr. Freeze is the same as the German bird.
Yes, Fritz.
Fritz in the Tiki Room. And then Ben kept saying, no, it's not. I'm like, I'm pretty sure it is.
Yeah,
It absolutely is. It's 100% not. I'm like, no, I'm pretty sure.
There's another gay reference somewhere in the park. That's not the country.
Is it the, like, people in the park?
No, yes.
Because I'm pretty sure Disneyland is fabulous.
Yeah. Yes. But yes, Liberace.
Yeah.
Total gay joke.
Anyway, Cupcake Crusader.
Yes.
Gay joke. They get out of Pengi's office.
Yeah.
And, Holly's giving me the desk, Derek.
I'm just going to, anytime I can call him Pengi, I'm going to do it.
It makes me so upset.
So anytime you can say Pengi, panties, or moist, we're going to put one more. We're going to put
like
one more.
Like moist Pengi panties?
Yep.
I'm going to find somebody to make those, and happy birthday.
If it's got that sticker that's on the van on the butt, I will wear them all the time.
Please just tell me it'll say moistened by number 53.
Yes!
Like Inspector? Yeah. Like they give
you, oh, got it.
Yeah.
Moistened.
I'm glad you were on board with that. I had no idea.
I follow.
I was thinking about...
Hashtag retail.
I was thinking about ketchup.
Hey, I told you we were going to talk about ketchup tonight.
Maybe that's why it was in my head.
Maybe.
Why are we...
Cricket? I told her, I was like, are we going to sit around and talk about ketchup? Because I've never done one of these.
Yeah.
Like, I don't...
Did you...
Is it obvious?
Okay, no, one of the few things I remember from the Reagan administration is I remember seeing...
That's a bummer. Don't. Don't do it.
Do you have a thing for ketchup?
No. No, she's just breathing into the mic. You know, like making wet mouth noises into the mic.
Moist. That's not her mouth.
No.
Cupcake Crusaders, what?
Yes, the Cupcake Crusaders. Oh, wait, my Reagan story. One of the few things I remember from the Reagan administration is a Dateline or 2020 segment about a government study to test the viscosity of ketchup. And it was supposedly some big scandal because we had spent X number of monies on the viscosity of ketchup. Good story, huh, folks? And
Batman had all kinds of computational fluid dynamics.
Batman likes ketchup.
He also likes buttermilk.
That's gross.
Dude, I've seen them drink milk in the Batcave like 3 times, and every time it makes me really upset. Almost as upset as I'm saying Pangy.
I like the reporter who had his own phone booth. I think mostly because of the amounts of buttermilk that he drank.
Pretty intense. Ben, there wasn't a girl in this one.
There was Marsha, Queen of Diamonds, but Aunt Hilda.
But there was nobody calling him Pangy Baby, which is the most repugnant of sayings.
The moist repugnant?
So, what was the other one? If Harley can call Joker Puddin, can totally call him Pangy Baby.
No, absolutely not.
Why not?
Because Pangy is the worst.
Can we have a parody of Santa Baby called Pangy Baby?
Oh my gosh.
No.
I want it.
Pangy Baby.
It's just me gagging the entire.
Is she fighting or vomiting? We don't know.
There was no onomatopoeia fight.
Holy shit, you're right.
Why was I even here?
This was the very first episode with no
onomatopoeia. I was thinking, all right, I've never seen a Batman episode. What am I going to talk about?
And you were excited to talk about onomatopoeia.
We got him in the credit or the opening titles. Pow. Sock. I said it out loud. What? Sock?
Sock is one of the opening title ones. I've watched a lot of these.
But usually there's a fight and there's
and Zonk and Zwap and
I feel cheated.
Crack. You'll have to come back.
Yeah. She's like, oh shit.
Damn it.
Anyway, Cupcake Crusaders. Oh, my next note is acting, because when Batman and Robin leave, Batman laments the fact that he has gotten the acting bug, and he does so by literally draping himself over a fainting couch.
I was waiting for him to like bury his head, and he didn't do it.
Well, that's
because, and the only reason why he's doing it is because Pangy is listening on like a,
like a two-way radio.
Yeah, yeah. Like an intercom.
Intercom, there you go.
Yeah, woo! I got a word.
Good word, good word. Meanwhile, in a scene that is completely related to the story, I promise you, Aunt Hilda and Marsha, Queen of Diamonds, are foraging in the forest to find old toads.
Gotham Park.
Yeah.
Gotham Park. So you would know that the reason for this is they need it for a love potion, if you had been here for the previous episode.
I know, because you told me during the episode.
Yes.
Also, her outfit was horrible.
Yeah. Oh, it was bad. It was like
raincoat.
It was a vinyl sailor hat.
Yes, with like diamond
puffballs.
Yeah.
Hanging from it.
No, not sailor, like bucket hat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's get specific.
Okay.
And then a striped like red and orange and black and
green.
White.
It looked,
what? Really? Yeah,
there was green in there.
Like
raincoat. Because it was almost like
And then she had like a collar, like a Peter Pan collar thing, like clown collar, but not like, oh god, it was horrible.
It was pretty bad.
Pretty bad.
I kinda liked it.
And then
I didn't.
What was her name? Aunt
Hilda.
Aunt Hilda, who's still my favorite person ever in this entire show.
Yep.
Because she gives zero fucks about anything.
How many fucks do I give? Zero.
Zero fucks.
In the last episode, they talked about her in like 3 different scenes, and she didn't show up for about 20 minutes. So my note had been, couldn't get Aunt Hilda, because I really thought they weren't going to see her at all.
She's my favorite.
She's awesome. She created random, creepy, slimy life in the last episode.
Yeah.
That was just kind of living out in her cauldron. And again, apropos of nothing in the episode so far, was just benignly staring at everybody from the cauldron.
I love it. I love everything about her. I love everything she stands for.
She stands for nothing.
She's like the mad scientist of witches. And like, she's not a bad guy. She's not a good guy. She just exists.
Wait a minute. Have you seen the meme that goes around every once in a while? And it's, where are your proofs? Where are your hypotheses? And the caption underneath is, it's sad to say that most mad scientists are really just mad engineers.
What's a meme?
It's an idea that gets repeated until it takes on a life of its own.
Just kidding. I haven't seen that one.
Anyway, old toads. We cut back to the Batcave, and Robin is sycophantically praising Batman for his acting ability.
No, Ben!
What'd I miss?
Penguin takes his card across the room.
Oh, sorry.
And then offers Batman...
Yes, a job back in the movie.
Yeah. We're trying to drive the plot forward, aren't we?
I'm sorry, yes.
And also the cart across the room.
Alicia said she wants the cart.
I want the cart. I also want the umbrella. I want the van.
Oh, no, the...
The cupcake.
The
megaphone. I'm gonna build that.
That shit's great. It's got the umbrella hook at the bottom and then a little umbrella and...
Nice. It looks like if Dr. Seuss was going to direct a movie is what it looks like.
Agreed.
Anyway, so Batman and Robin are now... Batman.
Oh!
Yes, you in the front.
They both need to shave.
What?
Batman and Robin? Robin. They both have 5 o'clock shadows happening.
Oh.
Didn't notice. We're
men. I did.
Men. We're men and tights.
I haven't watched that in a while.
Oh, yes.
Best moment in that movie is when the...
It's all of it.
Is
beginning
when,
to end.
Is when the pig is slammed down in front of Richard Lewis and his only reaction is just to go, trafe. It's a Jew joke. Trafe means it's not kosher. Batman and Robin are back in the Batcave. And Robin is sycophantically praising Batman for his acting ability. And he says, you could run for Senate or governor. And my response was, he already ran for mayor.
And then back down.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Totally screwed over the people of Gotham. Thank you for voting me for mayor. Here's this other guy.
Yeah.
That was a thing?
That was a thing
that happened.
He ran against the Penguin.
And then somebody suggests, maybe mayorship wasn't good enough. Maybe he should be a senator or... Because he's Batman.
He doesn't want to hold public office, though.
He can't because he's not a real person. Bruce Wayne is a person. Batman's not a person.
Ben.
What?
I think we can all just accept that Batman's a person.
Nope. Batman is a vegetable.
Holly's eyes just got big.
What?
Her lips are now pursed.
Eggplant emoji. And they
and now she's cringing.
I like this. I think a lot of thing.
That's all right. I eat wine on the regular.
Oh.
All right. Not going to ask.
No. Nope.
Curious, though.
Like wine sickles?
No, like I'll be drinking wine and instead of, I say I'm eating it.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's like having grapes.
Right?
Just like having a Guinness is like eating bread.
Right. Oh. Or potato. When you go to Weight Watchers, they say, don't forget, wine is not a fruit.
Which is just rude and mean.
Yeah.
It's just a mean thing to say to someone.
I had a dick leader when I went to Weight Watchers.
Oh, mine,
side note.
Mine's a psychiatrist.
Oh.
Yeah, she's great.
My next note is they go to film. And they're being put into suits of armor. Batman's armor around the cowl just looks so horribly uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
Because it has pulled the cowl down and slightly askew.
And into the bridge of his nose.
Yeah.
Well, what you have also failed to mention is he's wearing, obviously, the bat suit underneath the suit of armor.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the cowl under the...
Yes.
Under the
helmet.
Yeah.
Penguin then comes out with his brilliant plan to immobilize Batman and Robin, which is to bring out a 2-ton electronic magnet. And we know it's a 2-ton electronic magnet because it is labeled as such.
Of course.
As is tradition.
Naturally.
And it is brought up and turned on, and each end of this giant U magnet is stuck into Batman and Robin's bottoms. Which isn't really how magnets would work in that particular case.
Oh, are you a magnet scientist now, Ben?
No, I just know how the fuck they work. What's his face? Penguin then explains that he's about to go to General McGonagall?
Yeah, not McDougal.
Something.
MacGuffin.
Yes.
Yeah.
Clearly not MacArthur, but General somebody or other at the Hexagon.
Yeah.
Which makes me wonder.
With a fabulously labeled parking lot.
Everything.
Geographically, where the fuck is Gotham? It's not in the Northeast, because you drove down to Virginia-ish to get to the Hex. I don't know. I don't understand where Gotham is. It's wherever's convenient, I guess.
I think the Hexagon is in Gotham.
Everything is in Gotham when necessary.
Everything is in Gotham.
Yes. And he is courting this general by promising him a role in the movie.
Okay.
In movies.
I just want to make a note about the general.
Of course.
He looks like a pleasant person.
And from what I was seeing in this scene, he's a way better actor than belongs in this show. Like, I can see him actually acting in things.
Absolutely.
Like, he looks like a real character actor.
Yeah. And his sidekicky dude, who also gets a 5-year contract.
The major with the chin?
With the chin.
I thought he was cute.
And he was adorable.
I started thinking to myself, this guy would never make it in Hollywood now, and that breaks my heart.
Yeah, because he was chubby.
Character actors. Who cares if we're fat?
One of my favorite things ever.
Yeah.
He was adorable.
Patton Oswalt, if you're listening, you're welcome on anytime.
Yes.
And
I liked his square face. His face was really square.
He kind of reminded me a little bit of like a taller James Corden.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yes. I can see that.
Yeah? Put another win for me.
But the role that they promised the general, that Penguin promises the general, is 2 lines longer than Hamlet. I don't know what means.
That's a trivia question waiting to happen.
But this whole
is that more lines than Hamlet had, or more lines than the play Hamlet total?
It depends on whether or not the general is playing Ophelia, I think, is the answer. Mm. The whole scene that takes place with the general and with Penguin, they are clearly not in the same room.
Oh, yeah.
For most of the time that the two of them are the only two people talking. Because we never see a 2-shot. It only cuts to the two of them in separate shots with ADR of one talking while we see the other. It is only when
the colonel comes in
or the major, whomever it is, comes in and they all stand up together that they're actually in the same room.
Ah. Major Squareface.
Major Squareface, yes. And
my future.
My next future Mrs. Major Squareface.
Yes.
He's
probably dead.
He's 100% dead.
Oh yeah.
Or his face is just a mushy oval at this point.
Oh.
Oh. Major square jowl. Well, that tickled Ben.
I love it. What's your name? Jowls. Major Jowls.
Square jowls.
Major John Square
Jowls. I didn't pick up on that fun little tidbit that
they weren't in the same room?
That they weren't in the same room until all 3 of them were there.
It got really obvious to me. I'm like, where's my 2-shot? Because this is starting to bug me.
I was just excited every time that they went to the general. Because he just looked so pleasant. And his mouth was real big and he enunciated. That man had theater training.
Oh, yeah. He also, so whenever somebody makes a pouty face.
He totally made a pouty face.
So I have this weird habit of saying like pouty face, pouty face, pouty face. Oh, Rose. Rose from friggin' Doctor Who. She always, like, makes these pouty faces, and I will watch an episode and just sit there and go, pouty face.
I have a friend who once described Rose perfectly, which is she has very attractive features, and every single one of them is fighting for dominance over her face.
Yes.
Ben.
But, yeah, homeboy made pouty faces, and I was oh, yeah.
Pouty face?
Do you remember?
Mick Pouty Face.
Yes, General Mick Pouty Face.
Yes.
That's racist.
Do you remember what I called Martha? what my name for her was?
Martha?
No,
Martha? Slowly I turned, step by step, inch by inch.
Doctor Who's?
The Rebound Girl?
No.
I don't remember what you called her after that.
Not Rose.
Oh, right.
Not Rose.
My favorite.
And then Not Rose. Da, 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 da. Holly, you don't have to bitch about her every episode. Yes, I do!
Hey, she only had a season.
My favorite is about two episodes in when Holly sent me the text message, "We have to spend a whole season with the Rebound Girl."
Oh, God. I was so mad. I had severe separation anxiety.
I thought Freema Agyeman was gorgeous.
She is beautiful, but
she is.
My problem was not really with her. It was with Rose being gone. I will fully admit it. I was not over that breakup. I was not over that breakup.
But yes. Your favorite doctor's Nine.
Nine is my jam.
I've told you my awesome Nine story, right?
Nine. See what I did there? Okay.
I will tell you. Okay. I will tell you. Off
Broadway?
Off Broadway.
Off Broadway?
Off Broadway.
They,
in my backyard.
Oh,
that's where I used to put on my musical.
My next
not
note
your
is
mine.
Army. That would have been weird. My next note is Army of Idiots.
We are the same person. Yard. That would explain why.
Although, honestly, if you had just gone, wait, that was you.
That treehouse. How awesome was that treehouse?
Okay. I wondered why that treehouse became soundproofed one day. There's just egg carton all over.
One time. Holly and I were texting each other, and Holly was making jokes about watching me through the camera she had set up in my bedroom.
Yeah, I joked that I have surveillance on Ben.
Do you
all
have
time.
Tape on your?
And I no.
Oh,
and I,
hey, if Zuckerberg does it, you can do it too.
And I, people are actually probably interested in hacking him. Nobody gives a fuck about hacking my computer.
Except for me.
That's what the Russian ladies want you to think.
And Russian ladies, if you want to come over, do it. No fat chicks. And they. Dum-dum. So Holly sends me this text message about watching me through the cameras, and I said, yeah, isn't
not
it?
Not, like, randomly. We had been talking. Like, it was
totally randomly.
Like,
no preamble.
Which one? I don't know who to believe, really, on this
not
one.
Like, hey, I'm watching you on the surveillance
exactly,
camera. That's not
exactly
how that
like
was.
Like
well, it's
that.
Like, it's like, keep going.
But Holly sends me this message about it, and I go, yeah, I just put these nice green sheets on my bed. And she writes back, that's funny, they look blue from the cameras. I had just put blue sheets on my bed, and I was creeped all the way out.
Oh, that's cool.
Isn't that awesome?
The probability of her getting that right, though, pretty good. Like, I'm sorry, I think every guy I've ever slept with had, like, blue sheets or, like, black sheets. But no, there's been some red sheets too.
A weird thing to remember.
I know, right? But like guys like blue, and they're like, if they're gonna decorate, and like
if they're gonna actually put sheets on their bed,
they're gonna be blue.
That is a big pet peeve of mine.
What, people who don't have sheets on
guys
their bed?
Guys who don't.
You know what's not happening as soon as I see that you don't have sheets on your bed?
That
butt
thing.
Butt touching.
No butt touching.
Zero butts touched.
Well, no. Oh, my goodness. The thing I was about to say and the awkwardness it was about to ensue.
Well, I want to know.
All right, right. Well, how about if I just lick your vag a little bit?
No. You may not.
All right.
Thank you.
Oh, well, I respect your choice and respect your no.
I told you about that guy, right? I dated a guy who was like, would you like to have sex? And I said, no, thank you.
I wish it happened like just like you know.
No, I mean I didn't think that was a thing. But
no,
would.
I would instead of just.
Hello, you're quite attractive. Would you care to fornicate?
Yes.
She said yes. We got it. No court in the world can make me.
No. I mean, like, I wish people would be like, "Can I kiss you?" Right?
Yeah, we had that conversation.
While we were walking in. That would be very nice if people asked more often than not. I was driving in a car with somebody, and it was like, so this is about to happen, right? And I was like, oh, yeah, this is about to happen. And the thing happened.
And the thing.
I like how we've just gotten super-duper vague about it when I could not possibly have been more frank.
The thing being sex. Like, so we're going back to your place to have sex now, right? And I was like, yes. Yes, we are.
Okay, speaking of being that frank and that clear about sex, what's his face? Oh, shit. The guy from The Office. played David Brent, the actual British actor.
I actually didn't watch The Office.
Oh my God, I can't think of his name. David Brent is getting his own movie called Life on the Road. David Brent has also released an album called Life on the Road, which has a song called Lady Gypsy, which I very much recommend to everyone. There is a music video. Watch it.
List.
And anyway, sorry, Life on the Road, Butt Magnet. At the Hexagon. Penguin requests to film in Room X. And The major says, well, Room X is right next to Room. And he gets shushed.
Squareface.
And that's when Squareface gets offered his 5-year deal, which Penguin has to then up the general's deal to a 10-year deal so the general doesn't get jealous.
That was when he got pouty face.
But I thought I was special.
Yeah.
And
pouty face.
They usher them into Room X and then explain that Room X is a normal room. So is Room Y. But Room Z...
And then Squareface cuts him off and is like... Mm-hmm.
And it's a secret.
Is there a Batzooka in this part, or is that more towards the end of the episode?
They comment on using the Batzooka.
Yes, and they don't use the Batzooka, and my comment to that is Batzooka ? Always use the Batzooka. Because it's called the motherfucking Batzooka.
Word. Meanwhile, while the Room Z is being robbed by the men in the priceless armor, Batman and Robin are still tied to their butt magnet. Mm-hmm. And Batman takes a tiny piece of metal from one of the joints and then throws it into a lamp, which is still turned on, to overload the fuse and turn off the electric magnet, the 2-ton electronic magnet. Time out.
Yes, Ben?
First of all, he wouldn't be able to move his arms.
No.
Second of all, if he tried to throw a piece of metal, it would immediately just return to the giant electromagnetic he was stuck on.
Oh. Yeah.
Science.
Third, not how magnets work.
More science.
Batman and Robin, rush to the Hexagon, still in their armor, because Batman explains that they don't have time to take it off.
There's no time!
But wait. There was time now. Double, because it's Burgess Meredith. Patting myself on the head. Time enough at last is Burgess Meredith.
Is it really?
Yes, it is.
He's so thin.
Mm-hmm. And
his glasses are so thick.
Yes. And Batman and Robin are rushing. This is where they mention using the Batzooka. As they drive the Batmobile in their suits of armor. And they get to the Hexagon just as Pangy and his fine-feathered fiends are running away. And they chase after them. And Batman explains that Penguin didn't take into account the weight of the armor. And one more turn will cause the tire to go flat.
Ben, you're leaving out where they talk to General Mick Pouty Face.
And Squared Major and
Major
General.
Square Jaw. Square Face.
Yeah. Major Tom.
Yeah. Ground and control. They're talking to him, and they're just using their hands with their guns in their hand, just talking to him. And I'm like, could you put your gun? My note is, please put your gun away.
I don't know if any of you guys have ever watched Riff Tracks or heard Riff Tracks, but it's some of the guys who did Mystery Science Theater, and they do a Riff Tracks for Plan 9 from Outer Space, where one of the cops uses his gun the same way somebody would use a pen. So he does things like scratch his chin with the barrel of his gun and things like that. And every time he does it, they just all go, yeah! they're chasing after. Penguin and his... Oh, first of all, we hear the sound of a tire popping, but a tire does not
pop. Does not pop.
Does not pop. The van then pulls over in an alleyway.
I didn't catch that.
And pulls over in an alleyway. Penguin tells...
The tire is flat there, though.
Yes. Penguin tells his henchmen to go, and he will take care of Batman and Robin, and then proceeds to play Donkey Kong with them.
Okay, first of all, Penguin runs up the ramp, and his penguin run is on point.
I saw you write a note, and I was like, I wonder if she's talking about the run.
It's so good.
It's good.
It's so good.
So Penguin's got the runs, is what you're telling me.
Yes, he's got great runs.
He's got, he runs...
He waddles.
Like,
it's great. It's perfect.
But it's efficient.
Yeah. It's an efficient bottle.
It's an efficient penguin bottle.
And then, yes, playing Donkey Kong with Batman and Robin.
Those barrels, they rolled. And then Batman and Robin fall down like they're drunk. Like, yeah. They basically run into the barrel. Yeah. They, like, seek them out and very, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They walk into them.
Oh, yeah. But, like, Robin's super extra drunk in that one.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, it's Robin.
And,
He's kind of the worst. I love Robin, but he's kind of the worst.
They,
Also, I'm pretty sure he's Kaiser Sosang all over the place.
I saw a thing on the internet, and it was spoiler text. No, it was, I can't remember if it was Stephen Colbert or, what's his face, who's after Jimmy Fallon, Seth Meyers. But one of them talking about Donald Trump, admitting that Obama was born in America was like, yeah. That's like Kaiser Soze sending out a text that says I was Kevin Spacey the whole time.
Yeah.
Anyway, they get knocked over, and a trash truck shows up.
No, Ben.
Not just any trash truck.
It's
not
Jolly Jim's
scrap. Sorry.
It's Jolly Jim's.
Jolly Jim's scrap metal.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Jolly Jim's scrap metal shows up.
And then they take it to Jolly Jim's junkyard.
All right.
Names are important.
Signs are important.
Really awesome. Yes. We learned this going to IKEA. Signs are important.
That's right.
If you're ever lost, kids,
can we YouTube look. You and I at IKEA?
Please, I'm going like Saturday.
I need to go to IKEA soon.
I am the world's best person to go to IKEA with.
Batmania trip to IKEA?
Yes, Batmania field trip. We all have to go in costume though.
Oh fudge!
I've got my Riddler jacket.
I know where to get a cape. So they get knocked over. Jolly Jim's scrap metal shows up, and. They show up. Penguin asks, what do they do with all the scrap metal they collect? And the guy's like, we crush it down into a cube.
Yeah.
And he asks how much to haul it all away.
$5.
$5.
Make ya holla.
Mm-hmm. Honey Boo Boo child.
I am Honey Boo Boo.
You don't have the update. Sorry. Carry on. I have things to do.
Anyway, they, They Penguin $5. Oh, Penguin gives the guy $10 to crush it extra crushy.
Yeah.
Crush it real good.
I see no reason to stop this. They
It only goes with what I just sang you, good. By the way.
Oh, yes.
We watch Jolly Jim crushing stuff in his was it called hydraulic something or other?
I was so happy with Jolly Jim's that I didn't write down, but there was...
I'm not Jimmy Jim.
He's Jimmy Jim.
Anyway, they're crushing it in the hydraulic press, and then we see Batman and Robin fall in.
Okay, I have a question.
Uh-huh.
When did you not notice that those were humans when you were putting them in your truck?
When they were dancing. Their signs are vital. Oh. Their hands are cold. And they're on... Have you not heard that killer song?
The cumin?
Yeah.
That's about cumin.
No, it's cumin.
No, it's about cumin. It's about spices.
Oh.
No, it's
not.
It is. Are we cumin? Are we paprika?
No, incorrect. Incorrect.
Are we all spice? That stuff's good.
I'd say we've gotten off track, but we never got on track.
Yeah, off track.
Train to nowhere, real fast.
We're on a road to nowhere. Come on, that's right. Really?
Nope.
Not. This is the second time where I've had to play Holly's Talking Heads song immediately after finishing the podcast.
No, I don't want to.
They
tired time.
Get dumped into the hydraulic press.
Yes, and then
are going to be crushed to death.
Yes,
crushed.
Yes,
squeezed.
And so the guy, like, pulls the lever, Kronk.
Yeah, he pulls the...
Wrong lever!
Holly is giving me a heart.
I love you so much.
Why do we even have that lever?
Wrong lever!
They
Is that my voice?
they're about to get dead. And the narrator cuts in.
Alicia, I don't know if you know this, but the narrator's an actual guy.
He totally is.
What?
So Holly and I discovered this because in one episode, the narrator is talking while Alfred is cleaning in the den, and Alfred shuts the door to the hallway, and the narrator's voice got quieter.
So we decided he's an actual person and just, like, so goes around narrating?
We have anecdotal evidence that the narrator is just standing around shouting things.
Yeah. Why? Why
would we don't know.
Why? That's...
But we would watch a show about him.
Oh, every day.
I'm intrigued.
I would pay for that cable channel.
So coming up next...
we get a cliffhanger.
Sometime. Yes, it's a cliffhanger. Yeah. They're going to die. is Penguin's Disastrous End. Which, thankfully, is the end of this three-parter.
Are you sure?
Find out what happens. Now comes the important thing. What do you want to plug?
Oh, Alicia, at the end of the podcast, we usually plug things. Like, so you're prepared at the end of the podcast.
Like Dykes with Our Fingers and sometimes Danish Dams. And
we're talking about actual, like funny haha or like...
No, do you have a project? Do you have a thing that you do?
Yes, I do.
What thing do you do?
My 9-to-5, and it's so much more than that.
What a way to make a living.
I know, right?
With a break around 11.
So maybe, but I work very closely with Big Brothers Big Sisters of Ventura County, which is like a mentoring that helps pair well-situated, well-positioned, just awesome adults, right, with children in our community who are technically at risk and like need that one person to help like make their difference. So we've got our big... We just had a fundraiser, but we're having another one next month. It's called Bags, Bling, and Bubbly. And you can visit our website, bbsvc.org/bubbly, to find out more.
Cool.
So that's my plug.
Nice.
Do you have a Twitter that you want people to follow?
You can follow me at @AliciaBrown.
There you go.
Easy.
I have been tweeting since 2007.
She tweeted before it was cool.
I tweeted before it was a thing.
Okay, so
I got my first and last name.
Oh, snap.
I did. Wait, let me double check that.
My sister the other day, she's like, "You have a Twitter?" I'm like, "Yeah." She's like, "What do you tweet?" I'm like, "Oh, nothing, really."
I'm also fabulous on Snapchat.
Yeah.
I think my Snapchat's private, though.
Is your name actually fabulous on Snapchat?
No, it's private, though. It doesn't matter. Camera, like, I-E-Y-E. I'm hilarious. I'm hilarious on Snapchat.
Why aren't we Snapchats?
We are.
Are we?
I'm friends with some Holly.
I just like the idea that
I assume it was the correct one. How many could there be?
I like how I'm sending people that aren't me
on Twitter. I am officially.
No, it's not even that. It's like, hey, look what I'm doing.
So I do have like a former coworker. I used to work in retail, and she looks at my Snap stories, but never ever sends me any comments. Never snaps me back. She doesn't have a Snap story, so I'm like,
I have a Snapchat. I never use it.
Oh, it's amazing.
I look at some people's stuff.
What's your...
My Snapchat?
Yeah.
Do you want to do this over the broadcast?
No. Or
do you...
But yeah, my Twitter officially, because I just had to look it up, is Alicia Brown.
And you can find Holly at _awkwardblonde.
Ben has to say it because I don't remember it. _awkwardblonde?
He put it on Twitter. Your business card.
And is a business card. It's not a business card.
Business.
It's business time.
Business time.
Yes, it's just that the save points are very far apart.
What?
Just that the save points are very far apart. This is another one of their songs. I like that song. Okay. Anyway, you can find the show at BatMania66 on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
Also, you can email us
at BatMania66mail@gmail.com. And you can... I don't know what that face was, but I love
that's it. That's my Muppet face.
Muppet face.
Have you seen my Muppet dance?
No.
And they, all right, everybody, watch her Muppet dance. They pull the lever.
It's because you put both sticks in one hand.
Yeah, you do. They enjoyed it. Next week.
I don't know what you're doing, but I like it.
Join us next week for episode 77, Penguins... No, 78, Penguins' Disastrous End. Same bat time.
Same bat channel.
Penis.